Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
It's Mike Duke.
Mike.
Yes, from Rotary. Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon, Maggie.
And how are you?
Hello.
Yes, fine. Good afternoon.
Yes, I'm fine, thanks. Yes, nice to be back.
What have you got to tell us?
Well, last time I was here, I was delivering a cheque to go towards a new PC, which you're buying.
Yes, indeed.
To go towards the 4Ps project.
Yes.
Yep. I would just like to say that you know, Rotary thought the idea was a great initiative, and congratulations to Vectis Radio for supporting it, and we're happy to help support you a bit.
It was very kind of you.
It was very kind, yes.
New computer, which is benefiting all the young people with special needs that you're helping.
Yes.
Yes. And the 4Ps is, you know, we picked up a couple of awards for the 4Ps at the last Community Radio
Gold Awards.
So, you know, and it's contributions like that from Rotary which help us get those awards. So, thank you very much.
You're most welcome. Most welcome.
And Alicia's been through the 4Ps course, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it?
It was an amazing experience.
Well, there you are.
So, what else is happening with the Rotary then?
Well, last time I came in, on the 1st of July, I chatted with Ian Mack about the Ride Rotary centenary year, 1925. So I wondered if I could give you a bit of an update on that.
Please do.
Please, yes.
Mm. Yeah. Well, Ride Rotary started in February 1925, which is exactly 20 years after the first Rotary Club was formed in Chicago, USA. So it's a worldwide organisation.
Mm-hmm.
Ride Rotary is now part of an umbrella group of clubs called Rotary on the White that covers most of the island and is one of the 33,000 or so clubs worldwide in over 200 countries.
Wow.
1.4 million members. Our proud boast is we're actually in more countries than the UN. I haven't counted them, but that's what our blurb says at head office. So
good.
We must be doing something right after 120
years.
Must be,
yeah. You must be, yeah. You haven't been a member for 120 years, have you?
No, only 95. Yeah. Thank you, Maggie. Rotary's motto is service above self, and we pride ourselves on helping people through fundraising and helping with projects, so actually getting our hands dirty.
Uh-huh.
Whether it's helping build a children's garden at St Mary's Hospital, which we did recently.
Yep.
A play area at Aspire, which we did a bit further ago.
Mm-hmm.
Marshalling Walk the White. Raising funds for the hospice. We do a lot of that. Raising funds for a whole host of local charities. We're always there. We also regularly help mainland organisations. Places like Rotary Heartbeat House, which provides family accommodation for those visiting loved ones in hospital in Southampton.
Yes. When a lady came in and told us about that, didn't we?
Yes, we did, the wrong one, yes.
We're one of the many Rotary clubs that actually started that and helped fund it. We also support people in need worldwide, especially when there's disasters. There seems to be disasters, regrettably, almost every week now.
Yes, sadly.
It's global warming or whatever. We often purchase shelter boxes which contain tents, blankets, cooking equipment, that sort of thing, and aqua boxes which contain water purification kits, tools, lighting, big water containers. So those are the two ways we can help with the disasters.
Yep.
And we've also just done our annual shoebox collection, sending essential supplies to school children in Eastern Europe and Ukraine.
Yep.
And we're also supporting the worldwide polio eradication scheme.
Right.
Okay, yes.
And more recently an initiative to help prevent malaria.
Yep.
The worldwide polio scheme, if I could say a little bit more about that, that started 40 years ago. And apart from a few areas in Afghanistan and Western Africa, it's been pretty much eradicated worldwide.
Good.
Now, Alicia wouldn't, but we might remember when we were younger, polio was quite...
It was a big thing.
A big thing in Britain and Europe.
It was,
unfortunately, we've eradicated it here. But every pound we raise, or dollar we raise, worldwide, is doubled by the Bill Gates Foundation.
All right, so if
we raise a pound rattling tins in Ryde or Newport or Freshwater, £2 is added to that, so it becomes £3, which is fantastic.
Good.
And Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they're looking to do the same with malaria.
Okay, yes.
The next big thing they're trying to get rid of. So that's a bit about what we've done. The Ryde Rotary Centenary Year started off with the Charter Day. Every club has a Charter Day, the day they were formed, and ours was the 23rd of February. And we held a collection at Tesco Ryde for the hospice. And we all dressed in, all the volunteers dressed in 1925-inspired outfits to signify the 100th
anniversary. Right, yeah. Cast my mind back to what that might have looked like, yeah.
Well, there are a few flapper dresses, not that I wore one. I wore a nice suit from the charity shop, which seemed to do the job, and the fedora hat. So.
Yeah. I think the suit, narrow lapel, straight tie, fedora hat, yeah.
Fairly wide lapels, I think.
Oh, okay.
Fairly straight, and often with a waistcoat.
Fedora hat. So I'm thinking, yeah.
Often dicky bows as well.
Yes, with a wing collar.
But thanks to the generosity of Tesco Ryde's customers, we raised a fantastic £500 in just 6 hours.
Wow.
So it was very, very good.
Brilliant.
Then we went on the 12th of April. We were on the White Link St Clair car ferry.
Yep.
Yes.
And again, we dressed in 1925 outfits, and certainly that gained us good publicity with all the passengers going backwards and forwards. I think we did 3 return trips from Fishbourne, so that went well. On the 17th of May, we had a centenary gala dinner at the Island Sailing Club, attended by the High Sheriff, Jacqueline Gazzard.
Oh, yes.
Two of our senior Rotarians from HQ, several of our centenary year sponsors, and some past Rotary members from as far away as Switzerland, and 7 representatives from our French Twin Club the Loire Valley in France. We still meet up with every couple of years.
Did they bring Loire Valley wine with them?
They brought some goodies. I don't think there was any wine. I think there was plenty of wine on the night to go with the cake that one of our guests...
There's
always cake.
Wine and cake sounds like a good mixture to me.
You've got to have a cake, yes. Then on the 2nd of August, we held our annual Family Fun Community event, Party on the Green, which is now in its 14th year and really took over from the ill-fated Ryde Regatta. And that's at Eastern Gardens on Ryde Sea.
Oh, yeah.
And this year the event was sponsored by Ryde Town Council and Church's Solicitors. Another great success, and it's now really become well-established in the Ryde events calendar.
It takes a while, these things, to get sound footing.
We're getting regulars coming back, holiday makers and mainly locals. But it's a family event.
Yeah.
Next year's event is already in the calendar for Saturday, the 11th of July, also at Eastern Gardens.
Right.
On Ryde Seafront. Most recently, we've held a collection at Busy Bee Ryde for the polio, and we've also collected 576 shoeboxes out of an island total of 1,400, and that's gone off to needy school children in Eastern Europe.
Right.
And the thing we've got to round off our centenary year, every Christmas we hold collections by kind permission of the supermarkets. And this year we're going to be at Tesco Freshwater, first of all, on the 6th of December, Asda Newport on the 12th and 14th of December, and Tesco Ryde on the 20th and 21st of December.
Right.
And everything we collect... minus my commission, of course.
Of course. Mike Duke's
a rich man fund.
He gets at least threepence.
Yeah, so. because we're all volunteers, you have to make a bit on the side.
Yeah, a bit of a side hustle going on.
We're all volunteers, as you know.
Yeah.
And so every 100% of whatever we make is donated to local charities to support all local needy people. And it's surprising how many people there are on the island in need.
Yes.
So it provides like Christmas dinners or food packages, hampers, or just some presents for people who might not otherwise have
them. I know, it's awful, isn't it?
So, well, we're not resting on our laurels. We're getting towards the end of the Rotary year. So we're needing to carry on pushing the awareness of Rotary. It's amazing, after 120 years, a lot of people still don't know what Rotary is
about. No, I know what you mean.
What we do. And so we need to keep recruiting new members to maintain our effectiveness. We recruit from all walks of life, men and women, young, not so young. Anybody who's got time to volunteer and make a difference to those people who need help and are less fortunate than ourselves.
So how can people get in touch to volunteer?
Well, we've got the... We've dragged ourselves into the 21st century.
Oh, no.
We've got a Facebook page.
Wow.
we used to just rely on a website, and the website, I think, might still be running, but it's a bit ancient now. It's a bit old hat, isn't it? So if anyone wants any more information about Rotary, what we do, or consider joining us, have a look at the Rotary on the White Facebook page. It's got all the contact details
Rotary
there.
Rotary on the White.
Rotary on Facebook. The White. Okay. Yes.
That's our new umbrella name.
Okay. Excellent.
Eventually, we're hoping that Rotary on the White will cover all the island clubs.
Yeah.
As I was saying earlier off air, the more people we can have together, the more we can get done.
Yes.
Yes.
And if we try to do things with just a handful of members in lots of different areas, we're not as effective.
Strength in numbers is the way to go forward. Yes, I agree.
Yes. So, yes, that's really all I've had to say. And thanks very much for inviting me back.
Can people just come along to your meetings, or do they have to book themselves in? And can they come for nothing initially? Or
they can certainly do all of those.
Yeah, right.
They can come along. We don't have as many dinner meetings as we used to. We've become far less formal. We used to, back when I joined, which was 32 years ago, it was a meeting every week, in our case Tuesday, with a meal, and you do lots of formal business. Sometimes you'd have a guest speaker, sometimes you'd go out for a meal somewhere different.
Right, yeah.
Of course, we all like to wear our smart togs, jacket and tie, and that sort of thing. That's all gone out the window, I'm pleased to say. It's far less formal. People can turn up at our meetings, which at the moment are a mixture. We sometimes meet at the castle in Newport, and sometimes we meet at PC's, the garden centre up at the top of Watergate.
Right, yeah.
Both good venues. And yes, if someone contacts the Rotary on the White Facebook page, it's got our secretary's details. You can come along, see what we do. All you have to do is pay for a meal if you come along.
Yeah.
But, there's no commitment. And if you think, I don't fancy joining that lot,
you don't go again. Have to. Yeah, fair enough.
And if you think, they've done a pretty good job over the last 100 years, they must be doing something right.
You must be, yes.
You can come along and join us.
Right.
Excellent. Yes. Well, thanks for coming in, Mike, and updating us on Rotary on the White. And we wish you well for the foreseeable, the Christmas season and beyond.
Yes.
And
we're hoping that we're going to see you on a regular monthly basis.
Let's hope so.
Little updates.
Yes, indeed. Yep. That'd be great.
Please do.
Thanks very much indeed. Thanks, Leisha.
You're welcome.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.